我想今这个主日要问平安，我觉得有两个特别的意义。
And this Sunday when we greet, I think there's two special meanings.
也许有三个。
Maybe there are three.
第一个，大家知道彭牧师礼拜五身体不舒服进医院。
The first one, you know, our Pastor Feng have health problem and entered the hospital.
不太平安了。
It's not very peaceful.
但是这是从外面看。
But that's only from the outside.
我想感谢主，这是看神的预备。弟兄实在很安稳。
And we thank God because of the preparation of God, and our brother is very safe.
我记得中午礼拜五中午，冯牧师进医院里面去。那淑萍第一个电话打来就说可能是 heart attack.
And I remember on Friday at noontime when Suping called me and she said Pastor Feng may have a heart attack.
那当然我们知道，就是这也不是最后的检查，但是总是知道有状况。
And even though that's not the final decision, but then we know that's the situation then.
那我也没有时间担心，我一边吃饭一边打几个电话给几个弟兄。
And I didn't really have time to worry, and as I had lunch, I just called a few brothers.
那就是盼望在当时在做手术的时候为弟兄祷告。
And just praying that our brother had this surgery that we can pray for him.
这是主的应许，借着他我们可以到施恩的宝座前蒙恩典得连续做我们应许的帮助。
And by the promise of God, we can come to the throne of grace and receive the help.
打完电话我就跟天使上楼，然后找 email 还有 Grace， 我们四个人就在一起祷告。
And after we had lunch and we Tianshi and we have email and Grace and four of us were praying.
那刚刚祷告完，我们刚刚讲几句话，淑萍电话来了，她说已经做完了。
And after we pray and we just started to chat a little, and then Suping called and the surgery is finished.
是在天上荣耀归给神，在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
And we give all the glory to God in heaven and peace on earth to those who find favor in Him.
那第二个，我想昨天下雪的时候，我就有点疑问，不晓得今天聚会还聚不聚得成。
And then secondly, yesterday it was snowing. I was questioning if we're going to have meeting service today.
我打电话给基弟兄。
And I called Brother Chi.
基弟兄说，这个是 Christmas 之前最后一个 weekend。
And Brother Chi said, this is the last Sunday before Christmas.
商家都希望人去买东西。
And all this business want people to go shopping.
说他们会给政府压力，所以路应该会清得蛮干净的。
And they will give the government pressure, so they will clean the road very fast.
当然我们都知道这个路政府可以掌握，但是这个天没有人能够掌握。
We know the government can control the road condition, but heaven nobody else can control.
所以我们就说我们 stand by.
So we just said we stand by for the meeting.
意思就是说我们随时等候。
And we'll just wait for the Lord.
如果主让我们聚，我们就聚；主如果让我们在家里敬拜，我们就在家里敬拜。
If God gathers us together, we will do that. Otherwise, we can worship at home.
那我觉得，如果我们 stand by God, 我们就有神的平安。
And if we stand by God, then we will have peace from God.
那感谢主，今天还是很多弟兄姊妹在当中。
And we thank God that today we still have a lot of brothers and sisters here.
不，弟兄姊妹彼此劝勉，开车小心。
But encourage one another to drive safely.
然后第三个平安，我想我们因着是我们所说圣诞节，所以我们也许就常常会想到那一句经文，在天上荣耀归给神，在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
And because of Christmas we always thought about a passage that glory to heaven and peace on earth to those who find favor in him.
我相信若是我们常常思想这位道成肉身的耶稣，我们一定会有神的平安。
If we always meditate on this Lord who become flesh, then we will have peace in us.
好不好？我们还是有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
实在你原本富足，却为我们成了贫穷。
You were rich, but you became poor for us.
好叫我们因着你的贫穷可以成为富足。
because of your poorness that we can become rich.
主，我们感谢你，在你的里面，你把一切的丰富赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you. You have given us all the richness.
你付上极重的代价，要叫我们能够成为神的儿女。
Because you have paid a big price so that we can become children of God.
主，我们宝贵这样来到你面前的恩典和权利。
We treasure this grace and privilege to come before you.
我们不但愿意在你面前领受恩典，我们也愿意做一个蒙恩的人。
Not only that we will receive your grace, but we also will receive your salvation.
早上一面我们把敬拜爱戴归给你，一面我们也求你把你自己的话语、生命的道赐给我们。
We give you all the honor and glory, and also pray that you will give us your words.
求主开通我们的耳朵，求主开通我们的眼睛。
Open our ears and open our eyes.
我们更求你预备我们的心，让我们的心能够领受你所栽种的道。
And also prepare our hearts so we can receive the word from you.
我们把我们的口，把我们的耳都交在你的手中。
We lift up our mouths and our ears into your hands.
我们盼望你的话。不受拦阻，你的话语可以自由，圣灵可以自由地向我们说话，向在我们身上做工。
May your words not be blocked and stumbled, and may your spirit will move freely among us.
叫你的旨意可以成就。
So that your will be done.
叫耶稣基督降生的目的可以完成在我们的身上。
The purpose of your coming will accomplish in us.
我们把这一点时间仰望在你的手中，求你施恩。
We lift up this time to you. May you have grace upon us.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. 想在讲到玛利亚的诗歌之前，我先要跟大家讲一个伯利恒的故事。
Before we talk about the song of Mary, I want to tell you a story on Bethlehem.
对不起。但是这不是两千年前发生在伯利恒的故事，我要跟大家讲三千年前发生在伯利恒的故事。
But this is not a story happened 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, but rather 3,000 years ago.
谁知道是什么故事？
Do you know which story would that be?
三千年前，那是撒母耳跟大卫的时候。
And in 3,000 years, during the time of Samuel and King David.
当扫罗背弃了神的命令。
When Saul rejected the command from God,
那神就告诉撒母耳说，耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人，要立他为王。
And God told Samuel that he had chosen a king, a man who was pleasing to him.
所以那撒母耳一面先知他责备扫罗，他心里忧伤。
And Samuel on one side he rebuked Saul and he was sorrowful for him.
圣经说，撒母耳就为扫罗忧伤。
And the Bible said that Samuel was sorrowful for King David.
但是有一天，耶和华神就告诉撒母耳，他说：“你去伯利恒，在那里膏我所要膏的人。”
So one day God told Samuel, "You go to Bethlehem, and there you will anoint a king for me."
所以这位士师先知撒母耳就来到了伯利恒。
So this judge, this prophet Samuel came to Bethlehem.
那个时候，我想可想而知啊，这个先知的权柄，那里的长老，伯利恒的长老都战战兢兢的来找撒母耳说，你是为平安而来吗
？And at that time, you can thought about, can think about the elders came to Samuel and said, "Do you come with peace?"
撒母耳说，是为平安而来。
And Samuel said, "Yes, I came with peace."
然后他就找了耶西，就是大卫的父亲，说，把你的儿子找来，我们一起献祭。
So he found Jesse, which is the father of David, come and let's have a sacrifice here.
我想他们一定全家是战战兢兢来到撒母耳的面前，因为不知道他要干什么。
And I think the whole family probably come trembling before God because they don't know what the prophet, the purpose coming.
后来老大叫以利亚是不是？
以利亚，
以利亚就来到撒母耳的面前。
So the older son Eliab came before Samuel.
那他长得很英武啊，他可能也有很多的 muscle， 很多的这个、他身材高大，圣经讲。
And he's very strong and tall, and Bible said that he's very good.
然后撒母耳心想说，一定是他。
And Samuel think it must be this person.
可是，在撒母耳里面。神耶和华神向他说话，耶和华神说：“人是看外貌，
And but Samuel in his heart, God was speaking to him that people will look at the outside.
但神是看内心,
but God will look at the inside.
他说你不要看他的相貌和他的身材高大, 这人不是耶和华拣选的。
He said, don't look at the outer appearance that he is tall, but he's not the chosen one.
所以撒母耳大概就摇摇头, 以利亚就走过去了。
So Samuel probably shook his head and then Eliab went aside.
然后第二个是亚米拉达。
The second son is Abinadab.
然后他来了, 然后耶和华神也对撒母耳说, 也不是这个人。
And when he came, and Jehovah God said, this is not the right person.
第三个, 撒玛来了, 也不是。
And then the third person came, and that's not the person.
所以七个儿子都从撒母耳面前经过, 都不是。
All seven sons passed by Samuel, but none of them were the chosen one.
那我想撒母耳当时一定很纳闷, 所以后来他就问这位父亲, 他说你的儿子都在这里了吗?
So Samuel was puzzled, and he said, is that all your sons?
那我不知道这个父亲在想什么，他说，哦，对不起，对不起，我想起来，还有一个在放羊。
And I don't know what was the father was thinking. He thought about, and oh, I forgot. This one is a shepherding.
然后就找了人来，就找人把大卫叫来。
So he finds somebody to call David back.
大卫一出现在撒母耳的面前，耶和华就对撒母耳说：“你起来告他。”
And when David appeared before Samuel, and God told Samuel, go ahead and anoint him.
就是那样, 大卫就被告,
and that's how David was anointed, but then nobody knew that he was going to be king.
但是在神面前,
but before God, David has been anointed.
那我想大家一定会觉得很奇怪,
so people, you may be thinking, why am I telling you this story?
因为我想, 在 Christmas season的时候, 我想我们彼此劝勉。
I think during this Christmas season, we can encourage one another.
神的话说, 人是看眼睛看得见的, 人是看外貌, 但神是看内心。
And the Bible said that we look at what our eyes can see on the outer appearance, but God look at the heart.
那, 在我们的敬拜, 我们的生活的事情上, 我觉得凡事我们要来寻求神的心。
In our daily life, I think we need to seek God in everything we do.
大卫之所以被神选上, 因为大卫有一颗寻求神心的心。
David was chosen because he had a heart to seek after God's heart.
所以他的心被神看重。
So his heart was treasured by God.
所以最近当我思想这个故事的时候, 我就想说有一句话, God is after a heart that is after God's heart.
所以当我在想这时候, 神是看人的心是寻求神的心。
那你说这个Christmas跟神的心有什么关系?
So what is this heart about Christmas?
我觉得在地上人有三种敬拜。
I think on earth there are three kinds of worships.
一种是外邦人的敬拜。
One is the Gentile worship.
他们以别的来代替神。
They use other things to replace God.
我想今天在美国就是以 物质, material, enjoyment, 以人的 人的享受来作为追求的目的。
I think today in America, people use the materials to replace that worship.
那我不是说你家不可以有圣诞树, 我也不是说你不可以有圣诞礼物。
I'm not saying that you should not have Christmas tree or Christmas presents.
但是我想这些东西跟 主耶稣降生无关。
But I think these things had nothing related to the birth of Jesus.
所以我对我自己的劝勉就是, 这些事情就是主耶稣的话说, 你们在这个世界却不属于这个世界。
So I want to encourage that just like the Bible said, we are in the world, but we are not of the world.
所以我们不能够借着 Santa Claus, 借着 Christmas tree, 借着 Christmas gift 来说我们要敬拜神。
So we cannot use the Santa Claus, the Christmas tree, the Christmas present to worship God.
第二种敬拜就是犹太人完全旧约的敬拜。
The second kind of worship is like the Jews. They worship traditional Orthodox Jewish way.
我想特别在圣诞节的celebrate上面, 教会常常有时候我们自己常常会落在这样的光景。
Especially during the Christmas time, we the church sometimes will fall into that kind of situation.
我们觉得教会的活动聚会是围绕着节期。
It seems that our activities are circling, focusing around the festivals.
就像有的人说的没有错，就是有些有时候教会落在不好的光景里面，需要靠节日来维持。
And sometimes the church is not in a good situation. They need those festivals to encourage them.
所以当然我们在座的都不是这样，但是我想有很多基督徒就是。 当圣诞节来了，复活节来的时候，就想起我是基督徒。
And even though we're not in that kind of situation, but I know some Christians, when the festival come, like the Christmas and Easter, they remember they are Christians.
那我们常常是活在条条框框里面。
And then we'll just live in that situation.
我想举个例子，刚才唱的第一首诗歌 Joy to the World.
And for example, the song we just sang earlier, Joy to the World.
其实那首为什么说是 Christmas song?
And why is that song a Christmas song?
就是因为我们常常习惯在Christmas唱。
Because we just used to sing it during Christmas time.
可是我看看歌词，我实在看不出来那是Christmas song.
When I look at the words, it doesn't seem like it's a Christmas song.
我们应当常常唱。
And we should sing it all the time.
那犹太人的敬拜还不要紧，常常犹太人敬拜还和偶像的敬拜连在一起。
And not only that, the Jewish worship sometimes will include the idols.
是许多外邦带进来，这更是我们需要小心的。
And brought in from the foreign nation, and that's something we need to be careful of.
所以我想，真正我们不是说完全我们要跟这个世界作对，我们不要提圣诞节。但是我想，最重要的，我们要紧紧抓住神的心。
So we are not trying to oppose the world to mention Christmas, but we need to hold on to the heart of God.
所以我想这时候我们要做的就是我们要心被恩感，因着主耶稣这么大的救恩，他为我们原本富足，却为我们成了贫穷，叫我们在他里面能够成为富足。为的这一个，我们就来敬拜神。
But rather being moved by His love that He become poor for us, that because of that we need to come and worship God.
这是我们当做的，然后不但我们享受这样的信息，我们也把这个信息传出去。
This is what we ought to do, and not only we should enjoy that gospel, we should also share the gospel to others.
圣经说你要赎回光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
And the Bible said we need to redeem the time because it is a wicked generation.
或者那句话就是说你要抓住机会，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Or in other words, we need to hold on to the opportunity because the generation is wicked.
像这是我们常常的心愿，也许借着节日的时候，我们能够把福音送出去。
And that's what we wish for. Through this festival, we would need to share the gospels.
但是我们彼此提醒, preach Christ, don't preach Christmas.
And we need to remind one another, 我们传主耶稣不是传圣诞节。
然后第三个，我想我们也 信主的人，我们常常需要来被这些信息提醒，是想道成肉身的耶稣。
And we who are believers, we need to remember, remind ourselves that about the Lord who become flesh for us.
所以我愿意讲我自己的 preference, 大家可以做参考。我不太喜欢讲圣诞。
And this is my preference. I usually do not like to just mention Christmas.
那圣经里面有许多讲到是道成肉身。
And the Bible talks a lot about God become flesh.
或者说, 耶稣基督降世为人。
Or our Lord Jesus came to the world become man.
或者说神在肉身显现。
Or God revealed to us through the flesh.
那我想这是, 我稍微提一下，我觉得圣诞节的有些人，有些弟兄姊妹，大部分弟兄姊妹都知道，但是也许有一些弟兄姊妹不一定知道这里面的真理。
And I just want to mention that I think most of you already knew it, but some may not know the meaning of true Christmas.
那今天的信息，我在上礼拜主日的时候，跟佛牧师有些交通，他就交通到他最近寻求，后来主就给他玛利亚的这一个送赞。
And today's message is last Sunday I was sharing with Pastor Feng, and he said he had a burden to talk about Mary.
那我们能不能再把刚才其中的头上三节，路加福音第一章。
And can we just read the first three verses we read earlier in Luke chapter 1?
像最重要的一句，也是也许今天我们就是交通这 一句，就是46-47节，我们一起来念好不好？把它记下来。
And maybe just this one sentence. This is in verse 46 and 47.
我们一起来。我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。再来一遍。我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。好，那从46节开始一直到55节，这是一首玛利亚的诗歌。
So from verse 46 all the way to 55, this is a song that Mary sang.
那我们知道主耶稣降生的事在整本圣经里都说到。
We know that the whole Bible talk about our Lord's born on, in this world.
在旧约事情还没有发生，神的话是在预言。
When the thing had not happened, God's word is prophesizing.
在四福音新约的开头，四福音里面事情发生，使徒们把它记载下来。
In the gospel and beginning of the New Testament, that thing, the birth happened, and the apostle recorded them.
然后从使徒行传开始，一直到后面的书信，使徒们就在解释讲论这件事情。
So from Acts all the way to the end of the Bible, and the apostle and talk about this thing.
而且他们一面传耶稣基督曾经来过，为着要解决人的罪。
And they preach about our Lord Jesus had come to resolve the problem of the sin.
而且他们也传耶稣基督他还要来，要完成神的心意。
And they also preach that the coming of the Lord again to accomplish the will of God.
要建立神的国度在地上。
To build the kingdom of heaven on earth.
那所以在四福音的开头就是记载到主耶稣降生，而在主耶稣降生的时候。的确有许许多多的诗歌。
And in then in the gospel, it talks about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that involves a lot of songs here.
那路加福音这里，人说有6首诗歌。
And then people said that in the Gospel of Luke, there are 6 songs mentioned here.
那大家可以去找找看。我想在我平常印象最深的就是两首，一首是玛利亚的诗歌，一首是撒加利亚的诗歌。
And you can just look for that, but to me the most impressive one is the Song of Mary and Song of Elizabeth.
那也是最长的两首在这一段记载里面。
And those are the 2 longer songs within this passage here.
那我因为没有时间去查，但是我知道这里的这一首诗歌，英文有个字，有个特别的颂赞啊 ，Magnificat。
And I know that I didn't really have a lot of time to search into it, but I know this one song had this word magnificat.
那这就是说到颂赞。
And talk about the praising of God.
我想颂赞是一件非常重要的事情。
I think the praise or the magnification is very important.
如果我们回头看刚才说到大卫，
If we look back on King David,
大家不介意的话我们翻一点圣经，在诗篇22篇。
If you don't mind, let's turn to the Bible in Psalm 22.
诗篇22篇我们就看前面3节好了。
We just read the first 3 verses of Psalm 22. Actually, the whole psalm is very good.
我带大家，我们可以一起念第一节到第三节。
We'll read it together, verse 1 to verse 3.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀哼的言语。我的神啊，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不出声。但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。这里小字说宝座或作居所，神是以以色列的赞美为宝座，以以色列的赞美为居所。
So God is enthroned as the Holy One, and he is the praise of Israel.
那当我们讲到赞美的时候，我们都是想就是感谢了，就是说神给我们领受了神的恩典，我们就来感谢赞美他。
And usually when we talk about praising God, it's a lot of thanksgiving. God gives us all this grace, we just thank God for it.
但是我想我们知道感谢和赞美有点不同。
But I think thanksgiving and praising is, there's some difference there.
然后牧师跟我提到的时候，他其实讲了三个，感谢、赞美和颂赞。
And as Pastor Faith shared with me, he actually mentioned thanksgiving, praising, and magnification.
但是我自己也搞不太清楚赞美和颂赞，所以我只跟大家讲感谢和赞美。
And I really can't tell the difference, so I can only share with you thanksgiving and praising.
你知道大卫在这里赞美的榜样。
You can see the example of David's praising.
大卫他说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And David said, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
那我们有时候经历感受到神的同在，我们就很容易感谢赞美他。
And sometimes when we feel the presence of God, then it's easy for us to praise him.
但是诗篇这里，这个赞美是当他觉得神很遥远的时候，他向神仍然发出赞美。
But this praise is very interesting that when he felt that he's far away from God, he can still praise God.
所以我想吕弟兄常常讲，当我们能够感谢的时候，我们要感谢他；当我们不能够感谢的时候，我们要赞美他。
And I think Brother Lutz speak of that a lot. That when we are able to praise, we need to praise Him. Even when we are not able to praise Him, we should praise Him.
那诗篇二十二篇第二、第三节是这个圣经根据。
And this verse 2 and 3 from Psalm 22 is the example for us.
大卫说：“我白日呼求，但神好像没有应允；我夜间呼求。”好像神没有答应我，所以我一直在那里呼求。
He said, "Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, and I am not silent."
但是感谢神，我们常常祷告，我们发现神没有听，我们就停下来。
But sometimes when we felt like God had not answered our prayer, and then we just paused it.
但是大卫不但没有停止他的祷告，而且他加添他的赞美。
But David, not only he did not cease his praying, but he will increase his praising.
我想我不是在这里唱属灵的高调，我相信这是真实的。
And I'm not here just talk about spiritual high, but I think this is true.
许多祷告，我们发现神没有垂听。
And many prayers God had not answered.
许多环境神没有拿去。
God had not taken away many situations.
许多问题好像没有解决。
And there seems like a lot of trouble is not solved.
我相信有一个神的目的要达到的，就是神要在我们身上得到赞美。
I think that one purpose God wants to accomplish is to receive the praise from us.
所以这是大卫在神面前的心。
So this is the heart of David before God.
这个心让神满足的。
And this heart can fulfill the heart of God.
但是我觉得更宝贵的就是大卫他不但以他的赞美，他知道神要得到他的赞美。
And this is something more precious is David knew that it's not only his praise of God.
他发现神的心意是要得到以色列的赞美。
And God's heart is really he wants to receive the praise of the Israel.
这个有点不同啊。
There's some difference there.
所以大卫不但为着他自己在神面前的这些难处经历，他能够胜过去。
David not only with his own trouble that he can overcome those.
而且他发现，借着这样的难处对付神在他身上得到的赞美，而那个目的不光光为着大卫，乃是为着以色列家的。
But he through this trouble he had this praise as not only for himself but also for the household of Israel.
所以大卫在神面前写了许多诗歌，他没有光光把这些诗歌是他和神在唱，他把这些诗歌交给以色列人，让以色列人当中有赞美的诗歌。
So when he wrote all these songs, he did not just sing it himself, but he passed it over to the officials so the whole Israelites can sing that.
我们可以再翻一下历代之上二十五章。
We can turn to First Chronicles chapter
25. 这是大卫在以色列人当中的侍奉。
This is the service of David before the Israelites.
我也是为大家念前面三节。
I'll read the first three verses to you.
大卫和众首领分派亚萨、西曼并耶杜顿的子孙弹琴、鼓瑟、敲拔、唱歌，他们供职的人数记在下面，大家可以一起念。
I'll just read it together.
亚萨的儿子萨克、约瑟、尼探雅、亚萨利拉都归亚萨执教。尊王的旨意唱歌。耶杜顿的儿子基大利、耶塞亚、哈沙比亚、马他提亚、示美公六人都归他们父亲耶杜顿执教。弹琴、唱歌、称谢、颂赞耶和华。这个不太好读。
但是你知道大卫他不但自己写诗，David not just wrote the songs himself.
他也是得到了圣殿的建造的图纸。And
he received the pattern of building the temple.
但是呢，神又说大卫你不能够建造。But
then God told David you cannot build it.
大卫虽然他不能够建造圣殿，但是大卫为圣殿预备材料。
Even David cannot build the temple, but he prepared all the materials to build the temple.
这个时候还没有那个物质的圣殿。
At that time, there is no temple, the material temple.
但是大卫他不但为圣殿预备材料, 而且在这里, 大卫也预备圣殿的侍奉。
So David, not only he prepared for the materials for the temple, he's preparing for the service, the ministers for the temple.
他预备了一般人。
He prepared a whole list of people.
一般能够唱歌的人,
people who can sing.
第一节的这个唱歌, 你看中文讲,
in verse 1 you can see
那个唱歌其实不是唱歌, 是 prophesy, 是说预言,
and it's really not just singing but also prophesizing.
所以我想大家不要想说这个就是诗班, 其实 more than that, 不止如此。
And this is not just the choir, it's more than that.
或者我们应该这么讲, 诗班不止唱歌, more than that.
Well, we should say choir is not just concerning singing.
诗班, 也许只是唱歌, 但是那个歌要把神的心意说出来。
Maybe the choir will sing the songs, but then it will bring out the heart of God.
要把神的话说出来。
To speak of the word of God.
那我们教会没有诗班, 对不对?
Our church don't have a choir.
这句话对吗?
Is that true? 不对。
诶,怎么都没有反应?
No response.
我们教会有没有诗班?
Do we have choir in the church?
我们都是诗班。
We are all choirs.
我们没有站在人前的诗班。
We do not have a choir that stands before people.
但是我讲我这个是真心话，我不是说油华的话。
And this is truly from my heart.
油华的嘴唇神要割掉的。
Because I'm not just saying with a slang tongue.
我们都是站在神面前唱歌的人。
We are all people who sing before God.
所以我想每一次唱歌的时候，是在大卫的灵来感动我们。
So every time we sing, the Spirit of David can move us.
我们愿意像诗篇所说。 我要将我的名传于我的弟兄。
Just like the Bible has said, I will preach the name to my brothers.
所以我唱出来的时候, 弟兄姊妹听见, 弟兄姊妹唱出来的时候, 我们都可以听见。
So when I sing, you can hear, and when you sing, I can hear.
我们彼此对唱, 让我们能够听见这位诗歌所要颂赞的神。
We will sing to each other so we can understand the song is praising the God.
所以我想这是大卫在神面前的负担。
So this is the burden of David before God.
他的负担, 他愿意耶和华的殿被建立起来, 他愿意耶和华的殿里面充满了赞美。
He had a burden that the temple would be built up and the praising would be within the temple.
他的负担就是神要在以色列当中得到赞美。
His burden is that God will receive the praising among Israel.
我想我们用大卫我们彼此劝勉，但愿我们每一位弟兄姊妹，我们每一位参加聚会的，我们都对着这一个有负担。
And let's encourage one another, just like David, that we have this burden too.
好让神在我们中间得着宝座，得着居所。
So God will have a throne among us, have a dwelling place among us.
那我记得尼托生弟兄他这么说，他说赞美是神儿女最高的工作。
And I remember Watchman Nee said that praise is the most important job of God's children.
有一天先知讲到要过去的。
One day the gift of prophesying will pass.
有一天地上所有的劳苦做工都要过去的。
One day all this labor that on earth will pass away.
有一天连许许多多的祷告也要过去的。
Even one day all this prayer will pass away.
但是到那一天的时候，赞美只有加添。
But on that day, the praise will increase.
赞美是延续不断，永不止息的。
And the praise will continue without ceasing.
所以我觉得，我们是不是都有这样一个负担？我们也许会跟神说：“主啊，很多事情我不会做。”
So do we have all have that burden? Maybe you said there are things I don't know how to do.
但是神的儿女有一个权利。
But there's one privilege to the children of God.
就是我们要起来赞美我们的神。
That we are to stand up and praise our God.
当我们个人的时候，我们要赞美神。
We praise God individually.
在家里面，我们也要赞美神。
At home, we will praise God.
带着我们的儿女，在赞美中，用赞美来培养他们。
With our children, and we bring them up with praise.
让他们从小就知道，他们父母的神不但是看顾他们的神。而且是得着他父母赞美的神。
So that they can see the God, they is not only to praise them, but also to bring them up with that.
那教会的聚会更是如此。
And similarly in the service at church.
所以我想每一次聚在一起，我们前面都会唱诗歌，查经也好，讲道也好，我们都有诗歌祷告的时间。
I think we always have some songs before we have Bible study or meeting.
那有时候我刚刚信主的时候，我觉得这些时间是辅助性的，是前面就是让你慢慢进入状态。真正聚会是要听到，是要查经。
In the beginning, I thought this is only the singing is only subsidizing the rest of the meeting.
那越过我越觉得其实。神要得着赞美，神要得着称颂。
But more and more, I think that God will want to receive this praise with the singing.
有时候，若是我们的心没有到神的面前，有时候就是听了许多的道，也不能真正的帮助我们。
And many times, if our heart is not before God, we may listen to the word of God, but it's not going to help us.
那我们就说回到玛利亚。
So let's come back to Mary.
在玛利亚的身上。我想玛利亚也可以说是神寻找的一个器皿。
And in the life of Mary, we can see that she is a life that God is looking for.
为什么玛利亚被拣选？
Why did God choose Mary?
一面是神的恩典，他的主宰的权柄。
One side is the grace of God with His sovereignty.
一面玛利亚有一颗要主的心。
And on the other side, Mary had a heart to seek after God.
所以我想无论在大卫身上在玛利亚身上你都可以看见赞美这件事情
So regardless if it's in the life of David or Mary you can see the praising
那关于玛利亚我想我们如果有天主教背有 Catholic 背景的话我们一定会有一些的看法
If we have any background from the Catholic we will have some opinions of it
我想要借着主耶稣自己的话来主耶稣自己的评价来看如何看待玛利亚
And I want to use the word of God to see how God look at Mary
我们看马太福音十二章
Let's read from Matthew chapter 12
46-50节我们也一起来念好了
We read from verse 46 to 50 Let's read it together
耶稣还对众人说话的时候不料他母亲和他弟兄站在外边要与他说话
Someone told
有人告诉他说
your mother and brothers
看哪你母亲和你弟兄站在外边要与你说话他却回答那人说谁是我的母亲谁是我的弟兄就伸手指着门徒说看哪我的母亲我的弟兄
whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
所以, 为什么圣经要把玛利亚记载给我们?
Why did the Bible record about Mary?
是, 主耶稣肉身世界的玛利亚而来, 但是我相信圣灵也是主耶稣在这里注重的, 是, 他是遵行天父旨意的人。
Yes, our Lord was born in flesh through Mary, but I think the Holy Spirit wants us to see this point here.
另外一节在路加福音11章,
the other verse is on Luke 11.
路加福音11章,
the Gospel of Luke chapter 11.
27-28节,
verse 27 and 28.
我们翻到也一起来念,
and we read it together.
27节, 耶稣正说话的时候, 众人中间有一个女人大声说, 怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。 耶稣说是, 却还不如听神之道而真实的人有福。 所以这里说玛利亚是有福的,
that Mary is blessed.
耶稣说是,
Jesus said yes.
玛利亚的确是有福的,
she truly is blessed.
因为借着她救主才降生,
because only through her that the Savior was born.
但是主耶稣还有一句, 祂说, 却不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。
But Jesus said further, but rather those who hear the word of God and obey it is more blessed.
那这句话不是说玛利亚不听神的道而遵守, 而是在玛利亚身上, 那个真正得到祝福的是因为她听见神的话,
it's not saying that Mary did not obey, hear or obey the word of God, but rather Mary has that spirit of listening to the word of God and obey it.
所以如果我们再回到路加福音第一章，我们来读玛利亚。
So if we go back to read Luke chapter 1 about Mary,
那就很清楚，刚刚主耶稣讲的这两点是这里玛利亚的。 主要圣灵要给我们看见的,
and then it will be clear why how Mary sing this song is what the Spirit wants us to see.
我们记得在拿撒勒的时候, 玛利亚当她还是一个 virgin, 还是一个没有许配的女子的时候,
and when we know that when Mary was, this was happening to Mary, she was still a virgin.
天使就进来向玛利亚显现,
the angels appeared to Mary.
然后 玛利亚起初她很惊慌, 她不知道天使来是为了什么。
Initially Mary was puzzled, she didn't know why the angels appeared to her.
但是天使说, 玛利亚你不要怕, 你在神面前蒙恩了。
And the angel said, do not be afraid, you have found favor in God.
他说, 你要怀孕, 生子给他起名, 叫耶稣。
And he said, you will be with child, you will have a child, and you will call him Jesus.
下面, 我想这些话是 以色列人非常熟悉的话, 是论到弥赛亚的话。
And I think those words will be very familiar to the Jews as concerning the Messiah.
换句话说, 犹太人他们历世历代所等候的这位弥赛亚, 今天天使说, 玛利亚, 神要赐给你。
And it's another word that all these, the Messiah, the Israelites are waiting for, and now the angel is telling Mary, it will be through you.
但是当神的话语临到玛利亚的时候，在玛利亚身上有一个难处。
But when this come upon Mary, she had a problem.
玛利亚说，我还没有出嫁，怎么会有这个事？
And she said, I was not married yet, how can this happen?
所以这个话虽然是一个喜信，但是对玛利亚来讲，要成为她的忧愁。
Even though this is a good news, but to Mary it could be a sad news.
因为神的旨意是好的，但是她要遵行神旨意。
Even though the will of God is good, but to obey it, many times we have to pay a price.
什么代价呢? 玛利亚她还没有结婚, 她怎么能够生出一个孩子?
So what is the price? And Mary is not married yet. How can she have a child?
而且她已经订婚了, 和约瑟已经订婚了, 要许配给约瑟, 她怎么样来告诉她的未婚夫说, 我现在肚子里有了一个孩子?
And also that she already engaged to Joseph. How can she go and tell Joseph, now I have a child already?
不但如此, 犹太人周围, 他们的亲戚朋友, 我不晓得有多少人知道, 但是事情是, 你不可能永远藏下去。
And all these relatives, I don't know how many of them know, but you cannot hide the pregnancy.
总有人知道,
and people will know.
那相信玛利亚的见证的人, 没有问题, 但是如果不相信呢? 不相信天使向玛利亚显现呢?
If those who believe that the appearance of the angels to Mary, that will be fine. But what if those who do not believe her?
那这些难处只不过是开头的难处。你知道到后来，玛利亚带着主耶稣，我想是像这个后面所说的，玛利亚的心是被刀刺透。
And this is only the initial difficulties, but later on we know that as Mary had Jesus as a child, and many times her heart was pierced.
所以我们看见在玛利亚身上，也是在我们每一个人身上，神的旨意是荣耀的，是美好的，但是我们要遵行神的旨意，要付上代价。True,
many times the will of God is very good, but in order to fulfill that will, many times we have to pay for the price.
那我想从玛利亚身上，你不过是能够看见主耶稣他所走的路。
But from Mary, we can see what our Lord Jesus also had to go through.
真正付上代价的是主。
And the one who really paid the price is our Lord.
但是当时玛利亚她的反应,
But the reaction of Mary at the time.
第37节很宝贵。 第37节和38节, 天使就跟玛利亚说, 因为在神没有难成的事。
And verse 37 and 38 is very precious. It's the angel said to Mary, For nothing is impossible with God.
这是37节的原话, 再生没有难成的事, 然后玛利亚说, 既然如此, 就愿你的话成就在我的身上。
And because of that, Mary answered, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
所以这里有两个成就, 一个在神没有难成的事,
So there are two things. The first is there's nothing is impossible for God.
但是在玛利亚, 玛利亚说, 要照你的话, 成就在我的身上。
But to Mary, he said, whatever you said, it can be accomplished in my life.
所以因着这样, 你会发现, 这里告诉我们, 玛利亚是一个遵行天父旨意的人, 她是一个听神话, 又遵守的人。
So we can see Mary is the one who will hear the word and also obey it.
那所以后来以利沙伯就这是我们读的第45节，以利沙伯就论到玛利亚，他说这相信的女子是有福的。So
later on, Elizabeth said, talking about Mary, blessed is she who believes.
那这是相信，相信不是只是观念的改变。
And this is the belief, but that's just not changing your idea.
更不是口上说我相信,
or not just say it with your mouth that I believe.
那当时那个时代, 我想实在是一个不幸的时代。
Because at that time it's the generation of unbelief.
所以主耶稣, 如果我们去读四福音, 你会读到很多的不幸。
So if you read the four gospels, you can see many places that talk about unbelief.
主耶稣本族本乡的人不信他, 到一个地步, 主耶稣他很惊讶, 他很诧异他们的不信。
And even those people who grew up with Jesus in his native town, so Jesus was shocked that they did not believe.
然后对群众主耶稣说, 你们已经看见我, 却是不信。
And to the crowd, he said, You have seen me, yet you do not believe.
然后, 对于来到他面前求告他的人，他们有难处，也觉得主可以帮助他们，但是主耶稣却说：“你们不看见神迹，总不相信。”Even
to those who seek help from Jesus, he would tell them that if you don't see the miracles, you will not believe.
然后对于那些 宗教领袖、祭司长和法利赛人、文士， 他们就说：“你们为什么不信呢？”
And even to those who are the leaders, the scribes of the Pharisees, and he will ask, Why do you not believe?
甚至门徒在主耶稣复活以后, 玛利亚, 摩大拉的玛利亚去做见证, 他们还是不相信。
Even after among the disciples, after Jesus' resurrection, Mary of Magdalene, he was asking her, Why do you not believe?
所以信心真是非常宝贵。在这个时代, 你很难找得到神要找的信心。
So faith is very precious. God, it's very hard for God to find faithful one among them.
那我读第一章的路加福音第一章的时候，我就觉得在这里有两个相信的人。
And when I read this Luke chapter 1, I can see that two people who have faith.
一个是撒加利亚，一个是玛利亚。
One is Zechariah, another one is Mary.
时间关系，我们就看一节，路加福音第一章二十节。
And for time's sake, we'll just read Luke chapter 1, verse 20.
这是天使对撒加利亚说的话，他说到了时候，这话必然应验，只因你不信，你必哑巴，不能说话，直到这事成就的日子。
And this is what the angel said, now you will be silent and not be able to speak until the day this happened, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at the proper time.
然后你说撒加利亚是不信的吗？怎么会说撒加利亚相信？
Well, you can say Zechariah actually didn't believe. Why did I say he believed?
那在后面67节的时候，撒加利亚被圣灵充满，他就预言论到神的恩典。
Because in verse 67, later on Zechariah, because of his belief, he will prophesy about the grace of God.
所以我想相信有两种相信。
So believing the two kinds.
一种是撒加利亚的相信，一种是玛利亚的相信。
One kind is like the Zechariah, the other one is like Mary.
撒加利亚起初是不信的，但是神在他身上工作，后来他成了一个相信的人。
Zechariah initially would not believe, but because of the work of God on him, he believed later.
那感谢神，玛利亚是单纯的相信。
And thank God, Mary is just purely have a belief.
那在当时这个黑暗不幸的时代，你知道已经经过400年，神没有说话。
You know, at this time is very dark because 400 years God did not speak to the people.
我想难怪很多人不信，我想很多人都已经心灰。
No wonder people would not believe. A lot of people will be discouraged.
就算一些有盼望的人，他们盼望的是得到一个政治的领袖，他们并不要神给他们的基督。
Even those who have a hope, they're hoping for leaders in the kingdom, but not like Jesus.
但是我觉得感谢神，在这一个不幸的世代中，神仍然得着一些相信的人。
Thank God, even in this unbelief generation, God will take some those who believe.
当然，有时候我们常常是像撒加利亚一样，神的话我们不相信，但是后来我们醒悟过来。
And we were just like Zechariah. Initially we didn't believe, but later on we woke up and we believe.
但是是在玛利亚所走的路是更蒙福的路。
But the path of Mary is even more blessed.
那我想这里的相信，玛利亚的相信有三点，我简单的提一下。
I think there's three points of Mary's belief. I want to briefly mention that.
这也可以告诉我们什么是信心。
And it will tell us what is faith.
信心第一个是接受神的话。
The first thing of faith is to receive the word of God.
你看一章二十九节。
If we look at chapter 1 verse 29.
玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想，这样问安是什么意思。
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be.
那我想很多时候我们听神的话，我们觉得不熟悉的，好像我们不懂的，我们就把它放在一边。
And many times we listen to the word of God, and there are some we don't understand, we just put it aside.
但这里告诉我们，玛利亚反复思想。
But Mary was pondering on that.
我们再看一个地方，第二章十九节。
And then the second verse is chapter 2 verse 19.
那是天使来报了喜信之后。
This is after the angels have proclaimed the good news.
就说玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
So Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
她把神的事话记在心里，她也把神所做的记在心里。
She will hide the word of God in her heart and then remember them.
可以说他还不完全明白，但是他有一件事情，他愿意把他所看见的、领受的存在心里。
even though she may not fully understand it, but she is willing to hide the words in her heart.
这样的话还有第五十一节。
And then verse 51.
第二章五十一节，这是讲到耶稣在十二岁在圣殿的 那件事情。
And this is in chapter 2, verse 51, concerning when Jesus was older, when he was in church at the temple.
说到耶稣后来就跟着他父母，他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。
Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, but his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
所以信心从哪里来？罗马书告诉我们，信心是从我们听神的话而来。
So where does the faith come from? And Romans, the book of Romans tells us that it's from listening to the word of God.
他说，信是从听而来，听是从基督的话而来。
Faith come by hearing, hearing come from the word of God.
所以信说我相信，如果我们说我们有信心，那我们就要来明白，就要来抓住神的话。
If we say we have faith, we need to hold on to the word of God.
所以不是说我有信心，我就可以坐在那里，什么事情都不用做。
It's not like if we have faith, we just sit there and do nothing.
有一件事情我们当做的，就是我们当来认识明白神的话。
One thing we need to do is to come and know the word of God.
所以许多时候，环境来到，难处来到，挑战来到的时候。
Many times when troubles and challenges came.
我们知道，是靠着信心，这个我们慢慢我们都懂得。
We know that it's through faith, we kind of learn that.
但是常常我们的脚还是不会走，不会跨出去，不知道说那信，那我们要做什么。
And but many times, we cannot step forward without faith. We don't know what we need to rely on.
那这里很实际的告诉我们，信心既然是从神的话而来，那当我们需要信心的时候，我们就需要神的话。
But this is very clear here, since faith comes from the word of God, when we need faith, we need the word of God.
那怎么样得到这个神的话，我不晓得。
And how do we receive the word of God? I don't know.
每一次恐怕也不一样。
Maybe it's different in every situation.
但是我们就是知道说，是必须要借着神的话。
But we know that we must rely on the word of God.
所以这也告诉我们，常常在我们还没有难处的时候，我们需要把许多的话、许多的事记在心里。
So we must, before the trouble comes, we must treasure all these word of God in our heart.
当你看见别的弟兄、别的姊妹，他们在走艰难的路，他们在学习信心的功课。
So when we see brothers and sisters and walking through the difficult time,
当你我听见别的弟兄姊妹所做的见证
，we heard of the testimony of other brothers and sisters.
从这其中我们能够得到神的话。
So from that we can receive the word of God.
那许多话当时我们还不一定能够用。
And many times we may not be able to use the word at the time.
但若是我们像玛利亚一样把这些话把这些事存在心里。
But if we can be like Mary to treasure these in our heart.
圣灵就有给我们信心的材料。
And then the Holy Spirit will give us the materials.
就有给我们信心的基础。
And give us the foundation of faith.
第二个我想交通到的信心就是顺服。
And the second one I want to share is the obedience.
刚才我们已经说过了，若是信心是出于神的话，那么当神的话来的时候，神的话不是只是让我们点点头而已，神的话是要我们来顺服。
And like I said earlier, faith comes from the word of God, and the word of God is just not for us to hear it, but we need to obey it.
所以玛利亚对于神的话的态度就是情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Like the attitude of Mary is rather your word will be accomplished in my life.
这应当是我们每一次听到，每一次读神的话，每一次听弟兄姊妹交通结束的态度。
And this is should be the conclusion of every time when we hear the word of God, hear the testimony, and hear the sermon.
如果我们没有听见神的话，那是一回事。
If we have not heard the word of God, then it's one thing.
但是若是我们听见，我们觉得阿们，我们听见，我们觉得点头，那我们不能只停在那里，我们要像玛利亚一样说，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
But if we hear the word of God and acknowledge it, then we need to obey and said that may this word apply into my life.
第三个信心是取用神的话。
And the thirdly, the faith is to use the word of God.
不但接受，不但顺服，而且神的话，保罗告诉我们是那个sword，是我们征战的兵器。
Not only we receive when we obey, and Paul said this is actually our weapon.
是赞美的依据。
And it's the words for praise.
为什么？我想有时候为什么我们的赞美少？因为我们里面神的话少。
Many times we cannot praise because we are lacking the word of God.
我们没有时间去看，其实玛利亚下面的46-55节的这一段话。
We don't really have time, but then from all the way to verse 55 on chapter 2, chapter 1.
我们如果去跟哈拿的祷告比较的话，你会发现他的这一段的赞美是根据哈拿的赞美。
And if you compare it to the prayer of Hannah, it's this prayer is based on Hannah's prayer.
这告诉我们，其实一个能够赞美的人，一个有信心的人。他是因为他已经把神的话存在心里面。
So we can see that the one who can praise God, he already treasured the word of God in his heart.
绝不是不读圣经的玛利亚，当圣灵感动他的时候，他说出跟圣经一样的话，绝不是如此。
It would not be like Mary had not studied the scriptures, and all of a sudden she was moved and then used the praise.
玛利亚心里面有主丰富的话语。
Mary had the word of God abiding in her.
所以当他经历，可以说他的经历跟哈拿不一样，但是有许多相似的地方，所以玛利亚就用哈拿的祷告来成为他的赞美。
Even though the experience are different from Mary and Hannah, but she used her praise to be her basis.
所以神的话出来应当成为我们的赞美。
So the word of God should become our praise.
我想时间的关系就停，我只能停在这里。
For time's sake, I think I need to pause here.
那我想用斯布珍弟兄的一句话，我们彼此劝勉。
I want to use the word of Spurgeon to encourage one another.
他说 ，The end of preaching is prayer.
他说在那个讲完道以后就是祷告。
The end of prayer is praise.
在祷告完了就是要赞美。
但愿我们像玛利亚一样，当神向我们说话，当神在我们身上做事，当我们经历神的话以后，这些都要成为我们的赞美。
May we be like Mary. When God speaks to us, it will become our life and become our praise.
把时间交给康。
感谢主，借着玛利亚的榜样。来教导我们